The Public Research Interest Group, PURGE, surveyed 2,000 college students nationwide. 178 of them were from Wisconsin schools. Overall, two-thirds of respondents said they chose not to buy a textbook because it was too expensive. Sarah Dubjensky is with WISPURG. She says one book can cost upwards of $200. Not buying a book can save money, but Dubjensky says most students worry that the savings may cost them in terms of their grade.
It's having an impact on students' decisions about what classes and how many classes they take. So we found that almost half of the students we surveyed had made a decision about how many classes they wanted to take or which classes to take based on the cost of the textbook.
Dubjensky says books cost so much because of economies of scale. Textbooks generally don't make the bestsellers list. Plus, she says they're frequently updated, so students can't buy used copies or rent a version.
It's not like when you go to Starbucks, if the cost of a latte has gone up to $10, you go elsewhere. You can't do that with your textbook, and so the publishers are free to increase the price as much as they want.
The report encourages students to ask professors and colleges to use an open source model, where students can access texts online with the option to purchase a hard copy. Dubjensky says such models still allow authors, most of whom are professors, to make a profit and keep publishing their research. It's a model that's in use at the University of Minnesota. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.